Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 139, in the New International Reader's Version, and this is a psalm of David, and this is what it says. Lord, you have seen what is in my heart. You know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know what I'm thinking, even though you are far away. You know when I go out to work and when I come back home. You know exactly how I live. Lord, even before I speak a word, you know all about it. You are all around me, behind me, and in front of me. You hold me safe in your hand. I'm amazed at how well you know me. It's more than I can understand. How can I get away from your spirit? Where can I go to escape from you? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I lie down in the deepest parts of the earth, you are also there. Suppose I were to rise with the sun in the east, suppose I travel to the west where it sinks into the ocean. Your hand would always be there to guide me. Your right hand would still be holding me close. Suppose I were to say, I'm sure the darkness will hide me. The light around me will become as dark as night. Even that darkness would not be dark to you. The night would shine like the day because darkness is like light to you. You created the deepest parts of my being. You put me together inside my mother's body. How you made me is amazing and wonderful. I praise you for that. What you have done is wonderful. I know that very well. None of my bones was hidden from you when you made me inside my mother's body. That place was as dark as the deepest parts of the earth. When you were putting me together there, your eyes saw my body even before it was formed. You planned how many days I would live. You wrote down the number of them in your book before I had lived through even one of them. God, your thoughts about me are priceless. No one can possibly add them all up. If I could count them, they would be more than the grains of sand. If I were to fall asleep counting and then wake up, you would still be there with me. God, I wish you would kill the people who are evil. I wish those murderers would get away from me. They are your enemies. They misuse your name. They misuse it for their own evil purposes. Lord, I really hate those who hate you. I really hate those who rise up against you. I have nothing but hatred for them. I consider them to be my enemies. God, see what is in my heart. Know what is there. Test me. Know what I'm thinking. See if there's anything in my life you don't like. Help me to live in the way that is always right. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's even hard to say those things out loud, even though they're the word of God and they are so very true. I think a lot of us struggle with our worth. A lot of us struggle with who we are or whether we matter in this crazy universe. But this particular Psalm of David reminds us that we have been known by you from our very beginning. From the first time the cell divided into making us larger and grow in our mother's wombs, to birth, to today, to the day that we breathe our last. You know us, you are for us, you are with us, you are guiding us, you will convict us of sin, you will never leave us, you will never forsake us, and even when we go through the darkest things that we've ever thought possible to go through, it's not darkness to you, and you stand with us and you walk with us. So I just thank you for that right now. I pray for the friend who's walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And I thank you so much that that scripture doesn't say the valley of death, but the shadow of death. Because death is just a vapor. It's just a shadow. It's not something that we need to fear. It's just our graduation into a ceremony of a new life of no more pain. And Lord, I know there's grief in that as well, in terms of this side of eternity, where we grieve the loss of people, we grieve our own losses, and yet there is something better to come. Lord, I just pray for perspective today. I pray that you give us this heavenly kind of global perspective of your love for every human being on this earth. Help us to be kind to one another in light of that. And help us to picture it, Lord. Sometimes that has really helped me to picture someone that I've been frustrated with as a tiny baby and to see that they were well loved by you, created by you in their mother's womb, that they bear the image of you on them and they're just broken like the rest of us. So Lord, thank you too for the reconciliation that will happen on the other side, where we won't be encumbered by the sins of each other, but we will finally have that beautiful reconciliation we've been longing for forever. I thank you so much for that picture. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I so honor you, appreciate you. Thank you for sticking by and for valuing scripture and for valuing prayer this much. You are a blessing to me.